In this bulletin, the United Nations calls for a four-day Orthodox Easter truce in Ukraine. Confirmation of a signed security deal between China and Solomon Islands puts Western leaders on alert. And Tour de France champion Brad Wiggins reveals he was sexually groomed by a coach when he was 13. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The United Nations has called for a four-day Orthodox Easter humanitarian pause in fighting in Ukraine to allow civilians to leave the conflict areas and humanitarian aid to be delivered. If agreed, the ceasefire would begin on Holy Thursday, running through Sunday to mark Orthodox Easter, which is celebrated by most Ukrainians and Russians. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the organisation is ready to send aid convoys to the four worst affected regions.
The humanitarian pause would provide the necessary conditions to meet two crucial imperatives. First, safe passage of all civilians willing to leave the areas of current and expected confrontation in coordination with the International Committee of the Red Cross. Second, beyond humanitarian operations already taking place, a pause will allow for the safe delivery of life-saving humanitarian aid to people in the hardest hit areas such as Mariupol, Kherson, Donetsk and Luhansk.
Ukrainian authorities say Russian forces have now seized the city of Kryvyi. With a population of just over 18,000 people, the city, about 575 kilometres southeast of the capital Kyiv, appears to be the first captured in Russia's offensive in eastern Ukraine. The regional governor of Luhansk says Ukrainian troops have had to withdraw from the area as a result after Russian forces attacked from all sides. Chinese authorities have confirmed they've signed a security pact with Solomon Islands. It's a move set to heighten the concerns of Australia, New Zealand and the United States, with concerns it would allow a Chinese naval base in the South Pacific. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin made the announcement but didn't give details of where or precisely when the signing took place. He says the United States and other individual countries have been criticising China without reason, and he questions the recent visits to the Solomon Islands by US officials.
China has always been a builder of peace and a promoter of stability in the South Pacific region. The US and other individual countries have been smearing China for no reason while creating the so-called Trilateral Security Partnership, introducing nuclear proliferation risks and Cold War mentality into the South Pacific region, which seriously threatens regional security and stability. The label of undermining regional security suits them better.
Northern Territory Country Liberal Party Senate candidate Jacinta Price is offering her support to Catherine Deaves, saying she's being silenced in the name of wokeness. Ms. Deaves is running in the New South Wales seat of Warringah and is facing pressure after making a series of social media posts about transgender people. While she's apologised repeatedly, there are calls from within the Liberal Party for her to be disendorsed. In a Facebook post, Jacinta Price wrote, "If Deaves can be silenced, then imagine the plight of marginalised women in our nation. They too will be silenced in the name of wokeness. And I, for one, will not stand for this." Ms. Price has previously suggested keeping transgender athletes out of women's sports. SBS will be live streaming Arabic and Mandarin translations of an election debate between Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese. The live stream translations of tonight's debate on Sky News will be available on SBS On Demand. SBS is also partnering with the Australian Electoral Commission to produce a series of videos subtitled in 40 languages designed to explain the voting process and combat election misinformation. The debate goes to air tonight at 7 p.m. The 2012 Tour de France champion Brad Wiggins says he was sexually groomed by a coach when he was 13 years old. The five-time Olympic champion made the allegation in an interview with the UK edition of Men's Health magazine. The 41-year-old did not identify the coach. British Cycling released a statement saying it was deeply concerned by the matter and contacted Wiggins to offer support. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 29 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 21. Possible shower for Melbourne, 19. Hobart, late shower or two, 17. Canberra, possible early shower, 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, mostly sunny, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 31 degrees. And Darwin, mostly sunny, top of 35. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.